This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning, America. This is Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. He's catching up on some farming, and I'm going to be sitting in his place. So, our guest today is Dr. Norm Shealy, and Jason is engineering the show out of Minnesota. And Dr. Shealy, are you with us?
I am here.
Awesome. Well, good morning. Hey, last night me and Vince were talking about you a little bit. I don't know if your ears were burning, but before we start talking about medicine and healing and COVID, the immune system, big pharma, viruses, vaccines, and all these other things I plan on discussing with you today, he was bragging about you a little bit. About your qualifications. He told me you had written over 30 books. Is that correct?
38, yep.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know that I don't know if half the population has even read that many in their lifetime?
Well, I'm a bit of a bookaholic. I've read about 20,000.
Holy smokes. Well, you don't mind if I call you once in a while to ask you questions, do you?
Happy to.
All right. Well, Dr. Shealy, it sure is an honor to have you on the show and to be interviewing you. And, you know, there's so much information out there. There's so many scams, so many plans, so much corruption and manipulation behind the scenes. I think a lot of people are very confused on what to believe. And, you know, I'll just start with a couple articles right here. Basically, there's a lot of information that's showing that medical information debates are being suppressed by big tech and the certain powers that be, whether it be the NIH, the CDC, the World Health Organizations, certain physicians is willing to be bought and paid for. And even Getz from Congress says, quote, Congress will do nothing on big tech because Congress is bought off by big tech, unquote. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, it could take all day to tell you what I really think, but I believe the entire fakedemic has been politically implicated. There's no medical serious reason for it. It is all political beyond BS.
I agree with you 100%. And I'm not just saying that just to agree with you. it's just so obvious. I've read probably hundreds of these articles, if not thousands of these articles, over the air over the past few months about this because it really affects our economy. And, you know, here's a great example. I don't know if you heard of a Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's talking about how wonderfully HCQ or hydroxychloroquine works along with zinc and Z-Pak, azithromycin. And she was she's a black lady. She's, I think she's from Africa, but don't quote me on that. But it just shows that skin pigmentation, gender, all these political correct BS really doesn't matter because she really talked about all of her patients have been cured and the side effect profile is minimal. And this is a drug that's been out for probably 60, 65 years, costs virtually nothing. But when she came out publicly and said this with frontline doctors, basically the mainstream media and the powers that be fried her. So it's not about what group you're from. It's about your willingness to be paid off in order to change the minds of the bottom 93% for the narrative of the day, the week, the month, or the year. They don't care about our group. And I have a specific question to you, Dr. Sheely. How come, when you look at studies in general, how come, and you know I worked for big pharma for over 20 years. I'm not aware if you knew I worked for GlaxoSmithKline and Merck. And before that, I dipped my toes in the generic pharmaceutical industry before that. And why isn't there separate studies on non-vaccine and vaccinated patients in the context of health? Because from my reading, and we can't absolutely say this 100% proof, at least I can't, but when I look at who has more autism, more ADHD, more cancer, diabetes, obesity, psychotropic antidepressant drug use, neurological disorders, allergies, paralysis, syndromes of all sorts, and even deaths, in my opinion, and I'm saying that as a disclaimer because I've never seen a study, it seems that the people who are vaccinated have more of these comorbidities, if you will. What's your opinion on that?
Well, yes and no. The problem is there's not been an approved, proven vaccine. And it takes several years to really prove that kind of thing. So there are all kinds of vaccines under testing, but not one of them has proven itself to be useful yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, especially with, you know, when you hear the term successful vaccinations, you have to definitely put that under quotes with an asterisk, because just the flu vaccine alone, I think everybody in America knows, whether they be 2, 3, 4, 5 strains in that vaccine, they are just guessing. And most vaccines, especially flu vaccines, admittedly so, contain mercury, MSG, formaldehyde, aluminum, and a lot of other potent neurotoxic chemicals or heavy metals. And a lot of these are independents who hold patents. Even Ebola has patents. A lot of these so-called diseases and cures have patents. Now, when I was in the pharmaceutical industry, one thing they made perfectly clear, they wouldn't say this as blunt as I am, but they didn't care about cures. They cared about managing symptoms for profit. Would you agree with that, Dr. Sheely?
I don't call them the pharmaceutical mafia for nothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that says it all right there. See, when you have viruses that, especially geoengineered man-made viruses like this one has been proven to be, and they're mutating, how do we build antibodies? Now, obviously, we have to think about nutrition. We have to think about immune stimulants, kind of like onions, garlic, cayenne pepper, ginger, horseradish, kale, cabbage family. You know, we have to think about proper hydration, exercise, sleep, less exposure to chemicals. We have to keep away from GMO foods and fluoride and chlorine in the water, et cetera, et cetera. But what else can people do besides those obvious things in order to live a life with less symptoms and higher quality of life, more adventure, more health? What do you recommend?
Well, I've recommended this for many, many decades now. Vitamin D3, 50,000 units once a week if you weigh 140 pounds or more, or three times a month if you weigh under 140 pounds. That's at the top of my list. An excellent high potency B complex, 25 milligrams of all the basic Bs, at least 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, as in my youth formula, plus 1,000 milligrams of MSM. That combination is better than 4 grams of vitamin C alone. And then astaxanthin, which is the strongest form of vitamin A, 20 to 30 milligrams a day. That's my basic for everybody in today's world.
Okay. Now, are there any absorption or metabolism issues regarding your certain lifestyles, certain obesity, certain age?
Well, everything affects everything. Let's face it. The average American does not have common sense enough to get in and out of the ring. I'm not being totally facetious.
Oh.
97.3% of Americans are missing 1 to 5 of the absolute essential health habits. Normal body mass index, that's 18 to 24. Well, less than 30% of Americans, less than 30% have the normal body mass index of 18 to 24. No smoking. 22% of adults still smoke.
That's amazing.
Number three, the average American eats 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The need is a minimum of 5 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. French fries and ketchup are not a vegetable. Number four, exercise 30 minutes, 5 days a week. Only 10% of Americans get that. And finally, sleep 7 or 8 hours every night. Again, just barely over 50% get that. So if you take just common sense every day, common sense, faith, and action, as a nation, we suck. We're 38th in the world in our health compared to the rest of the world. The most expensive and the least effective medical system in the world.
Wow, that's pretty scary. And here we are, we have legislation, and it's been in the books for quite some time. It looks like they're enacting it, where emergency experimental vaccines are coming out, and we are literally giving big pharma liability protection for these so-called new technologies. And I think that's one of the reasons why the number one form of death in America is a lot of malpractice. You know, with HIPAA regulations, when HIPAA came out, I was in big pharma. And, of course, they hid the real agenda. It was supposed to be about patient confidentiality. It has very little, if anything, to do with it. It's basically to hide the inadequacies of malpractice, of hospital procedures and things like that. It protects more the establishment. You know, there's a doctor, a physician out there. I don't know if you know who she is or of her. Her name is Dr. Carrie. And I'm going to butcher her last name, so I'm going to spell it. M-A-D-E-G. And after the break, I'm going to mention a couple of things that she said about how dangerous these experimental vaccines are. Folks, we will be right back. We appreciate you being here. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli with Dr. Norm Shealy. We'll be back on the other side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Shaven sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and our guest today is Dr. Norm Shealy. And I'm just drilling him with lots of questions about vaccines, immune system, the corruption behind the scenes. And before the break, Dr. Shealy, I mentioned to Dr. Carey, M-A-D-E-G-J. It might be pronounced Mayday, Maydej. Maybe the J is silent. I don't know. Have you heard of her?
I know the name, but I do not know the details enough.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she's basically talking about a lot of things. I just jotted some stuff down. She talked about a study of regarding these emergency experimental vaccines where pharmaceutical companies don't want liability protect, or they want liability immunity is what they want. And she was saying that one of these studies, 80% of low dose product, whatever it was, along with no comorbidities in this study, 80% still had side effects. And there's a lot of information about fake COVID testing, fake results, fake hospital occupancies. She mentioned that the CDC, and I did not know this either, makes money as well as Big Pharma on these patents. In fact, they're making billions. And the AMA has created police power for forced vaccinations, which should be considered a human right violation. Your comment, Dr. Shuley.
I don't call it BS because I consider it insult to the bull. I call it whale. That's how big I believe the confusion is.
Mm-hmm. I think it's not just confusion that's being affected. There's a lot of question about the efficacy and safety profile of a lot of these drugs. There's a lot of question about consumer confidence in medicine, especially when you see big organizations like the NIH, the CDC, the World Health Organization, certain doctors and hospitals getting behind a lot of the banning, deplatforming, shadow banning, computer algorithm censoring, surveillance of proper information that should be getting to the American people. And I think a lot of Americans are not just, like I said, confused. They're angry, and they have a lot of confidence issues in the system at this point in time. So how does the average Joe, besides going to the alternative media, how does the average Joe, Dr. Shuley, get information on health and find out what is safe, what doctors or hospitals, if any, they should go to? What's your feeling on this from the little guy perspective who gets a lot of information that goes through purging and editing and censoring, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I have said it for many years. I have a weekly call-in radio show here in Springfield. I do not know any chronic disease of any name whatsoever which I would accept conventional medicine. Not one. In other words, once it becomes chronic, and to me, the official word is 6 months. But I think anything, if it hasn't gotten 50% better within 3 months, you're not going to get better. The chances of getting better decline the longer you take the medicine. So, in general, I am a never conventional medicine person.
Okay. Well, today, there's so much against the people. You know, every drug is synthesized, and maybe I shouldn't use the term every, because if you went to a naturopath, you may get other choices. But you look at all the food-like products on the shelves, things that are called fat-free, which usually often means high sugar content. You know, we're a country that's overfed, undernourished, and under-exercised. You look at the MSG thrown at us, the aspartame, all artificial sweeteners, nicotine, high fructose corn syrup. Everything is designed to be addictive. Even propylene glycol is in many foods, which is basically an antifreeze. So as we be bombarded by synthetic artificial refining process, it's confusing. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour break, folks. Thank you for being here.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 weeks ago, my life as I knew it changed in an instant, and my family will never be the same.
A New Jersey federal judge going public for the first time since her son was shot and killed and her husband wounded at their home in North Brunswick. In an emotional video just released, Judge Esther Sala says,
a madman who I believe was targeting me because of my position as a federal judge, came to my house.
She says the free flow of personal information off the internet allowed the shooter to find her address. Police believe the shooter, who was dressed as a delivery driver, was targeting the judge. He later killed himself. The National Weather Service issuing watches and warnings for the coasts of North and South Carolina as tropical storm Isaias is approaching. The storm forecast to increase in strength and come ashore there late tonight and then impact the mid-Atlantic states tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A massive Southern California wildfire that just keeps getting bigger is forcing thousands of people to evacuate. The Apple Fire, as it's been named, is burning in rugged territory in Riverside County, east of Los Angeles. Close to 8,000 people ordered out of their homes as the fire that started Friday surged over 20,000 acres yesterday. More than 1,300 firefighters, backed by helicopters and planes dumping water, are working to try to get a line around the fire that started just north of the city of Beaumont. Comedian Sacha Baron Cohen will have to give a deposition in former Alabama Judge Roy Moore's defamation suit against him. A federal judge in New York City turning down the over-the-top British comedian and actor's motion to dismiss the suit. Moore and his wife are suing Cohen, CBS, and Showtime over Cohen calling him a pedophile in the now-canceled series Who is America? During Moore's 2017 Senate campaign, a number of women did accuse him of pursuing romantic relationships with him when they were just teenagers, and he was a prosecutor in his 30s. And a deckhand on the Discovery Channel's reality show Deadliest Catch has died. The family of Melon Reyes posted Sunday on Facebook that he died of a heart attack on Thursday, a day after he was rushed to a hospital in his hometown of Whitefish, Montana. He was 38 years of age. Find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. Our guest is Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, you know, when you, just to address the little guy, when they hear about things like 96% of Monsanto shareholders, of course, it's under the guise of Bayer right now, voted to not disclose GMO ingredients. When you hear about glyphosate, which was the main ingredient in Roundup, in almost every field and even has now been melded, if you will, into via the laboratory into a lot of our foods and seeds. You know, you see our immune systems going down. You see, the immune system that deals with, you know, six main things: inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, and cancers and tumors. But a lot of people can't afford even some of the vitamins that you mentioned, because 70% of Americans don't have $1,000 in the bank, 80% live paycheck to paycheck. Now, I don't want to go in the direction where it could be somebody's fault. It could be somebody's choices in life, but there's a lot of people that can't afford vitamins. And if they were to grow their own garden and get away from the red dye in meats, the meats grown in labs, the steroids, hormones, the antibiotics and GMOs and pesticides and the cloning of livestock and, oh my, I mean, everything that's affecting our gut, could the little person grow a garden and create enough antioxidants to build their immune system, to purify their blood, to maybe even eat more raw vegetables so they get more enzymes, which act as biochemical reactions and aid in digestion and nutrient support? Could the little guy kind of cut corners when they know that there's so much poison and lack of nutrition out there by growing their own garden? And if they can, what vegetables would you recommend? And I realize we have different seasonalities, different growing seasons in different parts of the country. But what could the little guy do to get the nutrition that he or she needs and build their immune system? Dr. Shealy?
Something like 80% of Americans do live in a home instead of an apartment house. And if you've got a home, you can have a lot less work to do and get a lot of health out of it by planting a garden instead of a lawn. I've been saying this for the last 50 years. I don't see any reason to have a lawn unless you have a garden. And in that garden, you should plant all of the leafy vegetables. There's dozens of them. And you should plant kale and chard and Chinese cabbage and all kinds of spinach and Indian summer lettuces, etc.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good advice. And, you know, I've even read articles where potatoes, you know, some potatoes grow in sand. They don't even have nutritious soil. And they're
right.
Literally sprayed with chemicals to slow down budding shoots and even rot. And they're even radiated, which often destroys a lot of nutrition and vitamins in that fruit or vegetable, if you will.
That's beyond common sense.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the odds of getting certain bacteria, you know, the salmonella, the E. coli, the listeria, which has caused sickness and death in some people, you have a higher probability of getting that from a grocery store or a restaurant than obviously you do than growing it yourself, correct?
Yes.
Well, what I want to do, Dr. Shealy, I want to talk about some articles here that I've saved for you, and I would love to get your comments on this. And I've mentioned this first article before on the air, but I want to mention it again because it just shows not just hypocrisies and double standards, but how everything is politicized for the benefit of self-preservation of people, not just in government, but of certain institutions. And this article is CDC employees made more than 8,000 federal contributions to PACs and politicians for the Democrat Party since 2015, and only 5 went to right side or Republican contributions to the Republican side. So anyway, it's overwhelming. It's over the top when you see an 8,000 to 5 ratio of the CDC employees making contributions. And it makes it, and I've noticed in the last couple of days since we've mentioned these articles, they've come out with certain concessions. And here they are. CDC, it's official. We have more suicides and overdoses than COVID deaths. They're literally admitting and saying it's official because they have been uncovered in their deceit that they're admitting there's more suicides and overdoses than COVID-19 deaths. Heck, there's 1.4 or 1.5 deaths from tuberculosis last year alone. Next article, Scandemic, CDC stats show flu deaths dropped as COVID deaths increased. What do you think about those articles, Dr. Shealy?
Well, there's no article that I'm aware of that doesn't have an opposite component. Every single thing that we've been reported, especially by the CDC, is beyond nonsense. I can't really say the word I really want to use on the air. I wouldn't trust the CDC to tell me the time of day.
Right. So, and this goes back to my previous question in the last segment. How does average Joe people who get, you know, purged information where they see people being deplatformed and shadow banned and censored, you can see how hard it is for people to trust the system when so-called official authorities are literally bought and paid for. In other words, they sold out the people for the narrative. I mean, you can understand the confusion, the anger, and the lack of trust in the people right now, Dr. Shealy.
Well, I don't blame them. I don't trust anything in government. Not one fact.
Yeah, but the CDC, in the last couple of days, they've come out with certain admissions like, for example, the CDC chief agrees, perverse incentive for hospitals to inflate virus deaths. So basically, as you know, hospitals were getting a lot of money in the tens of thousands, up to $53,000 per patient for a COVID diagnosis or a death. I mean, when we see, I've mentioned hundreds of these articles on the air where people dying from heart attacks, gunshot wounds, car accidents, motorcycle accidents. I mean, falling off cliffs. You can't even make some of this stuff up. And then you have the president of Tanzania in Africa sending in, like, some type of fruit and goat stuff and coming back positive for COVID. I mean, some of this stuff is so ridiculous. It's impossible for the consumer to have confidence in the system, knowing when they see the CDC and the NIH and the World Health Organization all being in bed and connected at the hip by the UN. In fact, here's an article right here. UN officials cite study that finds lockdowns and school closures killing more kids than COVID. Dr. Shealy, your comment.
I think it's probably true, but I don't trust anything on either side. In other words, the entire thing has been so flim-flam, nonsense, that I don't trust any single person.
And I know what you're saying, but you have to admit there's more evidence coming out to the hypocrisies, the double standards, the corruption, the manipulation of the numbers and the math behind the scenes that's waking a lot of people up. For example, I mentioned beginning of the show, Dr. Stella Emanuel. I'm going to quote her. Dr. Fauci is a fraud. So here you have a guy working for the federal government for close to 50 years, almost 50 years, over 40 for sure, and he hasn't touched a patient for probably 40 years. So it's pretty. So what do you think about this, Dr. Fauci? Or can you talk about this? Did you feel comfortable talking about this on the air or commenting on what?
I consider him part of the evil empire. I wouldn't trust the man to tell me the time of day. He is a criminal.
Yeah, it's just a shame, you know, speaking of criminals, we have all these multiple coups against a duly elected president. We have proof that Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and I know I'm going off of, I'm digressing, going off of a tangent off of medicine here, but there's so much information that they literally paid for the Steele dossier. There's so much corruption that has been declassified bit by bit, drip by drip, and yet nobody is being indicted and going to jail. This is just, to me, and it makes it so difficult for the little guy. And when I say, when I talk in the realm of average Joes, I mean Josephines and Joannes too. When I talk the little guy, I mean the bottom 93% of income earners that don't have privy to inside information, i.e. the corruption. Here's another study or another article. Dr. warns new COVID-19 vaccine is untested and will alter your DNA. Now, Dr. Shealy, if COVID-19 is designed, okay, as an actual geoengineered man-made bioweapon, which I think there's enough proof it is, and it's designed, one of the things, to change DNA, will the corrupt powers that be have patents on our DNA while they continue to exempt themselves from liability, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's part of the crud. And to me, the entire fakedemic is crud.
Yeah. Well, when we see things like this, medical tyranny, treason, sedition, unconstitutional behavior, organized crime, bought and paid for people, encouraging illegal activity, all these planned setups, civil unrest, murder, rape, and mayhem, looting, violence, destroying homes, businesses, and private property, and federal property. We have to really start questioning the system and official authority. And I think that's the crossroads that the people are at right now. We'll be right back after the break, folks. We really appreciate you being here.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeben sitting in with Dr. Norm Shealy. Vince is taking a break and catching up on some farming today. So I'm going to continue with more articles and ask for your comments, Dr. Shealy. This next article is a doctor basically is dispelling the fears, saying that 99.8% of people get through this with little or no progressive or significant disease. Now, I'm not saying that this is not a geoengineered man-made bioweapon. I definitely agree it is. However, I think it's 99% agenda-driven. And when I say agenda-driven, things like to crash the economy, to eliminate free markets and supply and demand, get rid of cash, get rid of peaceful assembly and patriotism, create more domestic violence, depression, division, infighting, food shortages, depopulation, eliminate free speech. You know, there's a whole list of agenda-driven items. The next article, over 1,500 physicians signed Job Creators Network petition supporting the reopening of schools. Now, Dr. Shealy, specifically to you, the question is, there's so many thousands of doctors that have come forth about the so-called pandemic, okay, regarding the fact that this is more hype, more agenda, even though it is a virus. But we've never in the history of America quarantined people who are healthy. And when all these physicians who come forth, they get literally, they go through the mill and they get slammed, they get delegitimized, discredited. And how is the system supposed to work with any sense of legitimacy or professionalism when people come on board publicly to tell the truth, especially with their personal experiences of dealing with patients, and they get purged and much worse, even threatened? Dr. Shealy?
Well, nonsense is still nonsense. I don't care who does it, who says it. Lying, deceiving is wrong at all levels. I don't care who does it. And at the top of the list are Fauci and Bill Gates and all of that criminal empire. I wouldn't trust them to tell me even the day of the week, let alone anything else.
Yeah, it's just a shame that when good physicians try to come forward and tell the truth with their personal experiences. See, the thing is, when you don't tell your personal experience, that's when you lose credibility. See, when you don't tell the personal experience, I've said this on the air many times, you know what that's called? It's called second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information. It's called rumors, gossip. It's called hearsay. And let me give you some examples of that. I'm deviating off of medicine here again. Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Stormy Daniels, Stormy Daniels. The Mueller trial. And all these coups. And that's exactly what it was based off of. It was made-up information. It was second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information. It was rumors. It was gossip. It was hearsay. That's why we need personal experiences and people who are true experts to come forth and talk about their personal experiences with their patients. Just like this Dr. Stella Emanuel. She came forward. She told the truth. Heck, one of those frontline doctors, I can't think of her name right now, but she was fired. I think she was an ER doctor. She was fired because she told the truth and didn't sell out the truth to the bought and paid for elite narrative. And that's very scary. That's a totalitarian, tyrannical, dictatorship, communist insurrection type of government, what we're seeing in the making right now. Next article, corruption at all levels. $52 million temporary hospital only treated 79 patients. So the taxpayers, we pay for everything through inflation or taxation. So we pay for tens of millions of dollars of hospitals, like hospitals in like out of Brooklyn. Remember that? And I think there was some out of L.A. And there was little to any people who even showed up at these. So the people are paying for this through inflated dollars or taxation. This is ridiculous. Next article. You're going to love this one, Dr. Shealy. D.C. mask mandate exempts lawyers and government workers. So if you're a lawyer or government worker in D.C., you don't have to wear a mask mandate. This is like Orwellian 1984 stuff. So is there, I'm going to ask you a very silly question, Dr. Shealy. Do these viruses, are they smart viruses? Do they not affect government workers or lawyers or rioters or rapists and murderers or Antifa or BLM? Do they only infect small business and Republicans?
All part of the whole scam. The entire thing is false.
Yeah. Well, I have some more articles that's going to open people's eyes after the heartbreak at the top of the hour. Thank you for being here, folks. I'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.